This is the Mistress Carrie Situation Report for July 5th, 2022. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. Guns N' Roses have canceled tonight's show in Glasgow, Scotland. The news confirmed in a message posted by the band online saying, quote, due to illness and medical advice, Guns N' Roses will not be able to perform in Glasgow tomorrow. Ticket buyers have been contacted by their point of purchase and we'll be in touch about a rescheduled date. The cancellation comes in the wake of two shortened sets at the band's two recent London shows and reports that frontman Axl Rose was having trouble with his voice in the last month. After performing Estranged on night two in London, Axl told the crowd that he was having issues with his voice and that the band would play a shorter set than normal. Fans in Glasgow recently had the Red Hot Chili Peppers cancel their show, citing illness. And over the weekend, Whitesnake canceled the remaining dates of their current European tour, citing continuing health challenges. Journey have released a visualizer video for the song United We Stand, the song taken from the band's upcoming album, Freedom, which is set to arrive this Friday. The band, in a statement, said, more than ever, we need to take care of each other and look out for one another. United We Stand is a reminder that together we can make a difference. United We Stand is out now. A fundraiser has been launched for Husker Du bass player Greg Norton following his cancer diagnosis. Friends of the musician, who was diagnosed with prostate cancer in June, are raising money to cover his medical expenses. Megadeth frontman Dave Mustaine did not have a good show in Barcelona at Rockfest on July 2nd. Video uploaded online showed an irritated Mustaine who screamed at a roadie preparing a guitar on the stage while the band performed Trust. The video alleges the roadie worked for Judas Priest, but that hasn't been confirmed. Mustaine saying on stage, quote, we'll wait till he's done checking on his guitars over there. The last night of the tour, we went all the way to the last fucking night and now some pussy over next to the stage has to start playing his guitar. How fucking pathetic. What an amateur piece of shit you are. Mustaine then asked if Megadeth could proceed, calling the person a fucking cunt. Gibson Gibbs is set to auction guitars signed by everyone from Darius Rucker to Angus Young from AC/DC. The high-profile limited edition guitars from Gibson artists are now up for auction via Charity Buzz through tomorrow. Other artists auctioning off guitars include Joe Perry of Aerosmith, Lizzie Hale from Hailstorm, Elliot Easton from The Cars, Robin Zander and Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick, Don Felder from The Eagles, Slash from Guns N' Roses, Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top, Richie Faulkner from Judas Priest, and more. The mission of Gibson Gives is to create, develop, and support nonprofit organizations in their efforts to advance musicians, youth-focused education, music, and wellness initiatives. In the last 3 years, Gibson has raised over $3.5 million worldwide in its mission. The Red Hot Chili Peppers announced over the weekend an incredible six-date lineup with Post Malone, hitting stadiums in Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Perth, Auckland, and Dunedin. The tour kicks off in New Zealand on January 21st, 2023. Tickets for the shows go on sale at noon on July 11th. Red Hot Chili Peppers frontman Anthony Kiedis also revealed that the band have a, quote, loose plan to put out another record. We're going to put out music by the handful, literally, he said. Don't be surprised if another wheelbarrow of songs comes your way in the near future. We have a lot of shit to turn people on to, he said. Metallica's Master of Puppets is sitting at number 26 on Spotify's Top 50 Global playlist. And on the Top US 50 playlist, the track is at number 12. Master of Puppets has landed on other Spotify playlists as well. And it's because of the Netflix original series Stranger Things. Master of Puppets is featured prominently in the season finale for season 4, and Robert Trujillo bragging on social media that his 17-year-old son Ty put in some of the extra guitar tracks for the show. Neil Young and Crazy Horse have shared an unreleased track from the album Toes called Timberline. The album, recorded in 2001, was never released by Neil Young, saying that the songs were so sad at the time that I couldn't put it out. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all the stories, check the show notes of this podcast. And don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss anything. New full-length episodes come out every Wednesday. Episode 108, featuring Ronnie Radke from Falling in Reverse, is available now.